The far majority of the progressions I analyze start on the 1 or the 4. So in section A, I start on the 1. The pattern here is a call and response. We start on the C, come back to the C, and then do our 2-5-1 cadence. The second time, we replace the C with an A minor, then do the same thing, come back to the C, and then do the 2-5-1 cadence again. Most of the chords I talked about in this video have the bittersweet nostalgia feeling. I feel like that describes a lot of Japanese progressions. I didn't want that for the first line. I felt like it was too much. That's why I chose these chords. Grouped together, they have a more modern house chord sound. I talked about this in more detail in my Frutiger Arrow video. For the next three lines, I did use these nostalgic chords, specifically the borrowed D dominant, the G sus chords, especially the flat 9, and then the F sharp minor 7 flat 5 to the F minor really does it too.